Okay, so we're picking up with our daily halacha of Hilchos Pesach. We're now going to pick up with the subject of Tanis Bechoros. Some people call it Tanis Bechorim. The minhag that people fast on Erev the Bechorim, the people who are the firstborns, fast on Erev Pesach and Yudalad Nisan. So where does this come from? The first of the Maseches Sofrim, it has a lashon that says, Ein Misanin Ad Shiavar Nisan Ela Bechoros Shemisanin Be'erev Pesach. That they say that we mentioned yesterday that one of the minhagim is that we do not fast at Nisan because Nisan fundamentally is a happy time, a joyous time. So therefore, one is not allowed to fast. However, the Maseches Tofrim says that the Bechoros, they fast on Erev Pesach. So that's a very early source. The Yerushalmi also has two different girsos, two different versions. One version says that the Bechorim would fast on Erev Pesach. However, there's another girsa that says that Dafka, they should not fast. So Rov of the Rishonim, most Rishonim hold that you should fast. However, the Rav Yah writes that you should not fast. And interestingly enough, the Gra held as well that one Dafka should not be fasting on Nisan, including the Bechorim on Erev Pesach. And a middle sheet over here, and we actually have the Mordechai says, or in the Rebbe Bechiel, that the minhag is that they just don't have, they kind of fast, they just don't have bread and other minimizonos, but you're allowed to have like appetizers, like you could have vegetables and things like that. So the halacha, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that the minhag is to fast, like Rav Rishonim, and the Mishnah Berurah does, right, interestingly, then a shas hatzorech, of person not feeling or something like that, you can rely on Rebbe Bechiel and eat vegetables or the things of the like. Now what's the reason for this fast? So the tour writes that he writes that Zeichel Anes Yenitzlu Makas Bechoros. So for the fact that Klal Yisrael was saved, fundamentally, this is why we celebrate Pesach, right? That Hashem Pasachti, he went over the houses of the Bechorim, of the firstborn Jewish children, who are the firstborns, the Jewish adults, whoever they were saved, and they killed the Egyptian ones, and therefore, since he did that, we have Tanis Bechorim. So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank asks a fundamental kasha. He says, if that's the whole reason for this fast, like the Torah explains, then why are you fasting? It should be a suit of a simcha, like we have in Purim, things like that. You're saved. A time where you're saved, it should be, why are you fasting? So he says, very interestingly, Pshat, that no, the reason is because they actually had a fast. Because Moshe told Klal Yisrael that everyone's going to, Hashem's going to kill all the Egyptian firstborns, and he said that they heard about this, and they were afraid for their own lives, because Rabbi Yonah writes, Derech tzadikim shirim tamid shama yigram achit, that a person's always afraid, maybe if his chusim don't live up for him, even if he's doing things like that, if he's doing the proper derech and Hashem, maybe he did something wrong, and Hashem's gonna punish him, so therefore they fasted in order to be saved. So therefore, fascinating thing, and that's why he says it's like very similar to Tanis Esther, where Tanis Esther we fast as a zecher for the fast of Esther. So too, according to Tzvi Pesach Frank, a fascinating chiddush, he thinks that the Bechorim in the time of Mitzrayim fasted on Erev Pesach, and we're doing it as a zecher for that nes. Another interesting reason, which Shlomo Zalman Orbach brings down, he says it's because we know that the Bechorim were originally the firstborns, were the ones who were supposed to be the ones who served in the base of Migdash. That was for them. However, once they sinned in Chet HaEgel, then they were lost their opportunity and went over to Shevet Levi. And he says, Shlomo Zalman says that therefore they do tshuva for their avera, and therefore that they do that. So then why right now an Erev Pesach? So Shlomo Zalman writes, because what more time do you see the godless of being a Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash in a time when Erev Pesach, when all the Yidden, millions of Yidden were coming to the Beis HaMikdash? So he thinks that that's the reason for the fast. Okay, either it being way, these two reasons are very interesting, and the Torah's reason, those are the reasons potentially for why they fast an Erev Pesach. So who's Chayav in this Tainus? So the first, obviously, Zecharim, who are going to be the firstborns, they're going to be Chayav. And also there's a Shaila, first before the Shaila, even the Kohanim and Levim are Chayav to fast, that's as brought down the Halacha. And the Shaila is, what about someone who's a Zedarian section? So there, the Poskim say Lechachila, as we're going to see, at least here, Siyam Sechad, we'll mention that Heter in a little bit. Okay, and we also have a Shaila, what about women? The Pasuk says, if the whole reason was the nes that the Torah says, there was no bias in Sham Meis, so some say that even women died. Rashi has a different shot, there was just two Fezima, they knew, but the Chora, the Pashup shot is that there was even the girls, the firstborn girls, had died as well. So it's very interesting. Shulchan Aruch quotes a Yesh Misha Omer that says, even a woman is Chayav to fast. However, the Ramah says that we're not knowing like this. We're not knowing that the woman fasts. So then, very interestingly, maybe we have a good shot Pshat for Tzvi Pesach Frank, why would have this Yesh Nohagin of the Ramah? Because the Ramah would say that they were tzaddikim, tzidkanios. They weren't afraid, so therefore they didn't have to fast because they were tzidkanios they didn't do anything wrong, and so therefore since they were tzidkanios, they didn't necessarily have a chiyuv to fast because they weren't afraid and they never fasted on Erev Pesach. And another pshat is maybe that only the men were working and they were the ones who were enslaved. The women weren't enslaved, so maybe it wasn't as bad for them. La halacha, very interestingly, Rav Avadia writes that lechora for a Sephardic woman, she should try her best to at least be part of the Siyam Maseches by at least getting part of the mezonos from the Siyam Maseches or being machmir to try to hear it. I'm not familiar. I don't know so many people are machmir. There's definitely not an Ashkenazim circle, I guess, because of Ramaz Mekil. But that is a very, very interesting pshat. Okay, we'll pick up Emirat Hashem tomorrow with the tour of a Siyam, and what will qualify as a Siyam, and very nogeir for this year is a Siyam on the phone. Emirat Hashem.